רבט פטש מדלף מיד כל אחד ואחד נשלו אוהב. So that originally the Malachim did not want the Torah to be given to human beings. And in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu won out and said basically that the fact that people have a Yetzer Hara, the fact that they have to overcome it, makes them even stronger, and therefore both the open part in the Torah and the hidden part of the Torah can apply to human beings. So they all became his friends. Masal Odover, and they all gave him something. Shenemer Alisa Lamorum Shavisa Shevi Lakhto Matanos Ba Adam. Bishar Shikra Ucha Adam Lakhto Matanos. Right? The so the Pasuk says that you went up to the heavens and you captured a captive and you got presents. And that was referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who captured the Torah away from the Malachim. Rashi. Masalo Limdal, he taught him different things. That was the presence they gave him. But Adam Bishar, Shekherfucha Vikarucha Adam, Notzer Meadam Aloshin Shiflos. They called you Adam, they said you're not worth having the Torah. And Bishar Shekraucha Adam, and you won over them, you got these presents. At Malachamovis Masalo Dover. Even though the Malachamovis taught him something. Shenemar Vitinus Aktoris Vayichaper Alhaam. Right, the Malachamovis taught him that Ktoris is mechaper and saves from Misa. Because if the Malachamovis didn't teach him that, from where did Moshe Rabbeinu know that making the Ktoris is going to stop a Misa? Rashi ve'ilav, no, Moser lo sodo, lahakter machtos Ktoris b'shas magefa. It was magefa to make Ktoris, v'lamo ben ha'meisim rechayim, and that will separate between the living and the dead. The Ktoris has a power of stopping a magefa. There's nowhere in the Torah that speaks about the Ktoris stopping magefas. V'omer b'yishua ben Levi, b'shoa sh'yored Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bos sotin v'omer l'fanav, ribono shel olam toren heichani. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, the sotin came and said, where's the Torah? So the Marsha says the Satan knew where the Torah was. The Satan is the Malachamavis. He's the one who just gave Moshe Rabbeinu these presents. So he knows that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah. So what was the problem? As he says, that the idea is that he had Charata. After they all agreed that the Torah should be given to human beings, the Satan came to Mekatrig, and that should be taken away from them. That really the Torah, the secret part of the Torah, has no place in this physical world. So that's what he meant. Torah heichani. How could the Torah be contained, the spiritual part of the Torah, be contained in a physical world? Omer lo nasatia la'aretz. So the Rabban Shem said, no, I gave the Torah onto the earth. And it's able to be contained. Cholach etzel aretz. So he went, the Marsha says, to the Tsar, the Malach, who's appointed over the earth. Omer lo Torah heichani. So he said to that Malach, where's the Torah? Now, how's it possible? In other words, not where's the Torah. He's asking where it is. He's asking, right, how is it possible that the Torah is contained in your physical dimensions? Amra lo Elohim hevin darka. The Rabban Shem understands it. I don't understand, Taka, how the Torah could be confined to this physical world, but the Rabban Shem knows. Hachal etzel yam. So he went to the sea. V'amar lo eini modi. The sea says, not by me, right? Holach Eitzel Tahom went to the depths because those were places that are even bigger, right? So maybe there the Torah could be contained. Omer Le Ein Bi, it's not by me. Shenemar Tahom Omer Lo Bihi, the Yam Omer Eini Modi. I don't understand really 100%. I looked and couldn't find anybody on the surface that speaks about this, but there's an obvious question here. Anybody want to venture what it is? What? No. Okay. But the mice, well, he didn't know where in the earth. These things are also on the earth, the sea and the what's it called. The order's reversed. First, Moshe Rabbeinu goes, Holach Etzel Yam, and then he went to the Tahom. Where do we know that? From this pasuk. Tahom Omar Lo Bi, the Yam Omar Eini Modi. But the pasuk mentions that it's a home first and then the yam. And it says Moshe first went to the, and we're basing on this pasuk. If you're basing on the pasuk, say it in the right order. I don't have any idea why. So avadon umavis amru, right? Then he went to the malach who's memuna on Gehenim. That's avadon umavis, the Marsha says. Bosnenu shamanu shima. And he figured maybe Gehenim is a big place. Maybe that's where that's why God gave the Torah in this world. It could be contained in Gehenim. So the Satan, the Kitrug was, I went to every place on earth, and I couldn't find any place that really can contain the Torah. So they really don't deserve it. Right? Not that he's looking for the Torah and he can't find it. He can't find a place that in this physical world could contain the Torah. There's no place. Amarlo lechetzel ben Amram. Go to ben Amram. Now, usually, when you refer to somebody, you refer to them by their first name, that's Loshen Chiba. If you call them by their last name, that means you don't like them. Korach called Moshe ben Amram. Right? So it's a coldness to call somebody by their, not to refer to them by their name, Mamish. So here, Lechora, why did the Moshe say, go to ben Amram? So the Marsha says, because Amram died, he's one of the people who only died because of the chait of Adam Arishon. He was a tzaddik gomer, Amram. So the Rabbanu Shem told him, go to Ben Amram, right? Then you'll understand how the Torah could be contained by human beings. Here's a human being, Amram, who was a malach, who was a tzaddik gomer. Not Moshe, but he's Ben Amram. So halach eitzel Moshe. The Satan said, I'm not going to Ben Amram. I ignored it completely, and he went to Moshe. Right? And Moshe wasn't a tzaddik. Moshe had averus too. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, how could he contain the Torah? Omar lo, Torah shenosim l'chadakadosh baruch hu heichani. Where's the Torah that God gave you? And here again, he's referring to the spiritual hidden part of the Torah. Okay? The physical part of the Torah could be in this world. But how could the spiritual part of the Torah be contained in the physical world? That's how the Marsha learns. Omar lo, v'chima ni shenosim l'chadakadosh baruch hu Torah. God gave me the Torah. Right? The spiritual part of the Torah, the hidden part of the Torah, is not mine either. Omar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe badoy ato. Moshe, what are you lying? Right? Well, you're denying what I did give you that part of the Torah. I gave you the hidden part of the Torah too. Omar lefan ribono shalom, chamuda genuza yesh lecha, shatomish tasheya bo b'chol yom, ani achzik tova le'atzmi. Right? This part of the Torah is something that is hidden by you, that you busy yourself with and play around with every day, and I should be machzik tova, so the Marsha says, I wasn't lying, right? It's not me that got the Torah. It wouldn't be the Siyata Deshmaya, like it said before. The Rabbanu Shalom uncovered his Kisei HaKavod, and he spread his wings over Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him that part of the Torah. So it was all totally the Siyata Deshmaya. Moshe Rabbeinu says, not me that was Zochet to that part of the Torah. The Rabbanu Shalom gave it in such a way that it was a tremendous divine help. So it's not me, it's God's doing, not my doing. Since you made yourself small and you didn't take credit for understanding and for being given the secret part of the Torah, all of that is sod Hashem li'areyov. That's siyata d'shmaya. That's totally something that's beyond the ability of a human being to get on his own. Something that the Rabbanu Shem gives the person if he deserves it, right? Tikra shmecha. So because of that, Torah is going to be called on your name, even though it's taka siyata d'shmaya. But if you put in the effort to get it, and the Rabbanu Shalom then gives it, right, even though it's yogati umatzasi, you put in the effort, and the Rabbanu Shalom gives you a present. So even though it's a present, but since you had to put in the effort as a prerequisite, it's going to be called on your name. Same thing with the Torah. The Marsha doesn't say all of this. Okay, this is just my own addition, so it may not be right. But in any case, the same thing with the rest of the Torah. In the beginning, it's called Torah Sashem, ki b'Torah Sashem chetzo. And after a person puts in the Yegiya, it's called his Torah, v'sorosso yege. So even though in the end, the Rabbanu Shalom is the one who gives you the Torah, right? But Lamaisa, since you put in the effort, so it's called on your name. So v'sorosso yege, just like it's called Torah Moshe, zichru Torah Moshe avdi. Rashi, badoy ata, bitmiya. Moshe, you're a liar. Right? What are you denying, that I gave you this part of the Torah? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'shoah she'olam o'shalamaro, matzah la'kadosh baruch hu shayakosh k'sarim la'osios. when he went to Shemayim, he saw that the Rabbanu Shalom, like we said, that the Torah is a metzias. It's the words that the Torah were given in are something substantive, spiritually substantive. When they came into this world, you could actually see them. So it says that the Rabbanu Shalom was kosher ksarim. He was putting crowns, right, on the letters. And we said that the Marsha says these crowns were the nigla and the nister. Two crowns. Every letter got two crowns because there's an open shot and then there's a hidden shot. So one crown was for the open, one for the hidden. Omer lo Moshe ain't shalom birecha. So Moshe was staring here, watching the Rabbanu Shalom put these crowns on the letters. So he didn't say anything. So the Rabbanu Shalom said, "You don't say hello in your place. You don't greet me, right?" Omer lefan of klum yesh eved shenosin shalom l'rabo. Does an eved give shalom to his rav? Right. First the rav says shalom, and then the eved answers. The eved's not insolent to initiate a conversation with his rav. So some say, you see from here, that a talmid should not give shalom to his rebbe. Just like an eved doesn't give shalom to the rav. And yet, shalom aleichem rebbe is the amount of toch kedei dibur. It's talking about a talmid saying shalom aleichem to his rebbe first. Because otherwise it's aleichem shalom, not shalom aleichem. Right? So kedei shila shalom l'rav, obviously a talmid does give shalom to the rav. So the marsha is mechalek between nesina shalom and she'ila shalom. You do, Shila Shalom means you inquire to the welfare of the other person. That a Talmud can inquire the welfare of his Rebbe. Nisina Shalom is where you're like giving him a bracha that he should be matzliach. That a Talmud doesn't give the Rebbe a bracha. The Rebbe gives the Talmud a bracha. The Talmud doesn't need to give the Rebbe any brachas.
Shalom Aleichem is not Shalom Aleichem.
Yeah, I understand, but there's two kinds of Shalom Aleichem. There's the, what's it called? There's the Nisina Shalom, right, where your kavana is to give the bracha, that you don't give. And then there's the shalom aleichem, meaning is everything okay with you? That kind of shalom aleichem, that's called shila shalom, that's what a talmud gives to a rav. I was thinking there's no kash over here. Maybe an eved is different than a talmud. An eved taka doesn't give his rav a, what's it called, shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu was called eved Hashem. But a stam, a talmud, is not an eved, he taka, what's it called, can give. Even though we find, the Gemara says that whatever Malacha and Eved does for a Rav, a Talmud does for his Rebbe too. So there is a similarity between a Talmud to a Rav and an Eved to a Rav. Okay. In any case, what? Maybe what's it called? Here it's where to initiate it. That's the Indian. Right? If there's something that caused it, maybe not. So what's it called? Omer Lei, Hoya Lechol Azreini. Should have helped me. Right? Give me some Koach. Right, that's what we always say. What Tnu Oz Lelokim, our brachas and whatever, give the Rabbanu Shalom koach, because that's the way we're in the world. The Rabbanu Shalom wants to do everything, but he'll only do it if we deserve it. So it's the Klal Yisrael that give the Rabbanu Shalom the koach to do what he wants. That's why the Gemara here in Brachos, Yishmuel Bini Borcheni, bless me. Bless me means give me that koach. Right, tell me that you want me to have that power. Right, and then the power will come. Miyad Omer Lo, so Moshe Rabbeinu got the hint, and he said, V'ato yigdol no koach Hashem kashidibarta. May your power increase as you said. Right? So the Rabbanu Shalom takes the cue from us. That's what he wants. He wants that we should initiate his will. That's what we say, Yul Ratzon. May it be your will. We initiate the Rabbanu Shalom's will in this world.
Is this to be taken literally, these conversations?
What do you mean literally?
Is it teaching us by allegory, or is this literally a historical?
I don't know if they had this conversation word for word, but this was the idea that the Rabbanu Shalom conveyed to Moshe Rabbeinu in this inyan. Right? It's not written in the Torah, so I don't know if it had to be dictated word for word. But Chazal knew that this idea was brought out when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim. And this was handed down, Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu recorded, this is a discussion that I had, meaning that this is what I understood from the Rabbanu Shalom that was handed down as part of Torah Shebaal Peh. Yeah. Because it's not written, it's not on a pasuk, stam. So it's that's mamash Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay. Ein shalom, ein derech lit ein shalom. You don't give shalom, oh no, kosher ksorim. Kigon hanach damrin of perek habone. Taga de Kuf le Gabi Resh. Here the Ksarim Rashi says, the Marsha said the Ksarim what we learned before, the Nigla and the Nister. Rashi learns it means the Tagim, the crowns on the letters. Like a Kuf has a one little crown and it faces towards the Resh. The Chen Shatnes gets those letters, Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadik, all have three little crowns on top. Shetzorech kol os, Gimel, Ziyunim, Kiramir, Benochos, Rosh, HaZayin, Nimtach, Liamin, Lismol, Begago, right? The Zayin has three crowns on the top, right? One to the right, one to the left, and one in the middle. Begago, the Chen Rosh HaShin, Hasmoli, the left head of the Shin, also has three heads on it. The Chen Kol Rosh Sheva Osios Alolo. All of these seven letters have three crowns on one part of them. The Chol Makom Shehen. Each one in a different place, but they all have three crowns on it. Ein Shalom, Ein Derech Liten Shalom. You don't say hello. Beircha Bimkomecha in your place. Lo Azreini, because Moshe wasn't from a city. He's in the Midbar. But Ircha means your place. Lo Azreini, Lomar Titzlach Malach. You should have said, Be matzliach. So here, that's what Marshall says. Over here, we're not talking about asking about the welfare of the other person. We're talking about giving him a bracha. Miyad baliach eres omer lo yigdol no koach Hashem. And therefore, the next time he came up, Moshe Rabbeinu said, yigdol no koach. It wasn't at that time. It was a different time. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dechsi, vayar ha'om ki boshesh Moshe. Right? Moshe was tarrying. That's the word boshesh. In fact, boshesh has a connection with Shansha for her, says to busha. Busha means to be inhibited. So Moshe was being inhibited. He was tarrying. He was holding himself back from coming back. Al tikri boshesh ala ba'ushesh. Don't read boshesh ala ba'ushesh. The sixth hour came, and he wasn't back. B'shar sha'ala Moshe l'amara, mamar lehem l'Yisrael, l'sofar bo'im yom b'tchila shesh ani ba. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, in the end of 40 days, at the beginning of the sixth hour, I'm coming back. L'sof mem yom ba satan ve'ir b'v'sa'olam. The end of the 40 days, a satan came and confused him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, see Rashi says, bo ha-satan, hu yetzer hara, right? The satan is also the yetzer hara, ha-machti esa'odam, hu ha-ola umastin. He's also the satan who goes up and he prosecutes against Klal Yisrael. The whom midas hadin of what's it called? Ha'omer. The whom midas hadin ain't hagum beinan. The satan is not the midas hadin. Midas hadin is a midah the Rabban Hashem created when judging. There's a positive side and a negative side, right? That's the midas hadin. But the prosecutor is not the midas hadin. The prosecutor is a malach whose job it is to be makatrig. But the midas hadin is the Rabban Hashem's midah in how to react to that. Mitzad hadin. So Rashi says midas hadin and the satan are not the same, but the satan, the yetzer hara, and the malach hamavis are yes the same. The Gemara says, "Shalom Moshe lahar, Omer lahem the sof mem yom ani ba v'sof sheish shals, heim svurim shosa yom shalom bo min aminyan." They understood that the day he went up was also counted, so they started counting the 40 days that day. V'hu Omer lahem mem yom shleimim, but Moshe Rabbeinu meant 40 full days. Yom v'leilo imo, 40 full days. The yom aliyoso ain leilo imo. The day he went up, the night wasn't there. He went up in the morning. So that night wasn't included. Shari b'zayin b'sivan ola. He went up on the seventh day of Sivan. Nimtze yom mem b'yud zayin b'tamuz. And therefore, what's it called? The 40th day would have been on the 17th day of Tamuz. So what happened was, b'yud vav, on the 16th day, if you count 40 full days, then it ends at the 17th of Tammuz. But if you count the first day, then it finished on the 16th of Tammuz. So they thought he was coming back on the 16th of Tammuz. Bas Satan ve'ir be'vesa'olam. He started confusing people. The Herod Mus Choshech, right? And he started to show that the world is all dark and something's wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not back. The sixth hour came. He promised he'd be back at the sixth hour on the 40th day. And according to their cheshbon, it was the 40th day, the sixth hour, they started having doubts. That's the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, started putting doubts. Everything was dark. Dark is a symbol of doubts. Va'fela, choshech va'fela, demus anon va'rothel, verbuvia, lomar vade meis Moshe. They started having doubts. Maybe Moshe died. He's not coming back. Sharibo kvar sheish. Lamaisa, the sixth hour already came. Velo bon, he's not back. The Efshalomer Shalot Torah Ela Biyom HaMa'unan. You can't say Ben Kodem Chatzos LaChatzos. You can't say that the mistake was it was really the right day, but they made a mistake. They thought it was after Chatzos and it was before Chatzos because it was cloudy. Maybe that was their mistake. You can't say that. So Rashi said, Shari Lo Yorad Moshe Ad Yom Mamachras, because he didn't actually come back till the next day. So that wasn't the day to come back. He didn't come back down from the mountain till the next day. Shenamar Vayashkimi Mimachras. They got up that morning, and then that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the har. So obviously, it wasn't a mistake on the right day in hours. It was a mistake in days. And how could it be a mistake in days? Because they started counting from the wrong day. Bo She Shekov Elohim. Right? The sixth hour came that he set up with them when he's coming back, and he didn't come back. So what happened was, L'sof mem yom basot v'ir b'v'sa'olam. Omer lohen Moshe rabchem heichanu. Where's Moshe? So in other words, this was the Yetzer Hara that was putting these doubts into the people's minds. Omer lo alolamaro. They said he went up to the heavens. Omer lohen bo sheish. Right? Maisa, the sixth hour's here. Where is he? V'lo ishkichu alav. Right? They didn't pay attention in the beginning. They had some doubts. They pushed it out of their mind. So they said, Mace, he's dead. And they started having these fears that maybe Moshe died. Then they pushed that out of their mind. Then they started seeing visions. He started showing them that what's it called, Moshe Rabbeinu is dead, and they started seeing his coffin, whatever, flying in the air. Whenever it says Zeh, you could point. That Moshe over there was floating in the heavens, dead, right? We don't know what happened to him, why he died up there, but the Maisi is not around anymore. We need something to take his place. Okay. Omer le'ahum rabbanan l'Rav Kahana, mishmi alecha mai Har Sinai. Do you know what the lashon of Har? Why is it called Har Sinai? Omer le Har shenasu bo nisim. It's a mountain where miracles were done. Sinai, right? Sometimes you switch over the letters, so it's Sinai is Nes. Har Nisai mi boyle. He said, sorry, that can't be the reason. Then it should have been called Har Nisai. Why call it Har Sinai? Get to the point. If it's a har because of Nisim, call it Har Nisai. El har shenasa simen tov Yisrael. It's a mountain where good signs came to Klal Yisrael. He says, no, that can't be. Har Simonai miboyele. Not Sinai, should have had the mem. Simonai. Omerle my time alo shrichas kamedra pop of Rav Huna bereder of Yeshua to ma'ayni ba'agadita to Rav Chista v'rava bereder of Huna. Right? Why don't you go to Rav Pop and Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, because they learned the Agada of Rav Chista and Rabba Bereder of Huna. The Amri Tarvayu, my Har Sinai, Har Shiyor the Sina La'akum. Sinai is from Lashon Sina. The Sin and the Samach interchange. And the Shiyor the Sina La'akum. There's two different pshatim here. Sina La'akum either means hatred against the Goyim, since they didn't accept the Torah. So there was a certain richuk. Sina doesn't mean hatred necessarily. Sina means a distance. Like ava means a connection, echad. Sina means a richuk. The Rabbanu Shalom, the goyim separated themselves from the Rabbanu Shalom. They became distanced because they didn't accept the Torah. So there was a sina la'akum. The sina was from the Rabbanu Shalom to the goyim. Others say that it means, Sina la'akum means, from here came anti-Semitism. Sina of the Goyim of Yidden, because they're jealous, right? That we got the Torah and they didn't get the Torah. So Manela, that is one of the sibos of anti-Semitism, jealousy, right, that we received the Torah. They're jealous of us, and therefore they, what's it called, want to be mevatel our mila. There's five names for this mountain. Midbar Tzin, Shenitztavu Yisrael Olav. It's called Midbar Tzin, from a Lashon Tzivui. They were commanded. Midbar Kodesh, Shenitzkadshu Yisrael Olav. Aside from the command, there's also a Kedusha the Torah gives. Midbar Kedemos, Shenitna Keduma Olav. Right, that which was Keduma, which was from before, what's it called? Maisa Bereishis, the Torah existed before the world, was given on that mountain. Midbar Paran, Sheparu V'ravu Aleha Yisrael, and Midbar Paran, because Klal Yisrael had children on that mountain, they got the women got pregnant. We'll see in 1 second what Rashi says. Okay. Midbar Sinai, Shiyor the Sinola Akum, like we explained, one of the two Pshatim. The Sinai, because that's where hatred came to the Goyim or from the Goyim. Umashmo, and what's the real name? Those are five nicknames because of these qualities. What's the essential name? Chorev Shmo. The name is Chorev. That's the name of the mountain. Upligat Rababo, Dom Rababo, Har Sinai Shmo. Rabbo holds that the name is Har Sinai. Veloma Nikra Har Chorev, and Chorev is one of the descriptions of it. Shiyar de Chur Bala Akum, all of it. Because Churban came to the Goyim because they didn't accept the Torah. Okay, see Rashi. Sina la'akam shelo kiblu bo Torah. They were not mekabel Torah, so there's a sina, there's a richuk to the Goyim. Sheparu v'ravu, t'chol echad nis'abra ishto zachar b'mitzvah shuvu lochem. When the Rav Anshim gave the command, now you can go back and live with your wives, it was also a bracha. And every single woman became pregnant and with a boy. And they all had boys after that. They make a raya from here that even though they were like gerim by Har Sinai, and a ger has to wait 3 months from after the gerus before he can live with his wife, so we know which children are from before he was a ger and after he was a ger. By Klal Yisrael, that wasn't important, that wasn't necessary, because the haraya, they got pregnant right away, as soon as they were allowed to live with their wives again. And the Maral says why, the Chora also, the halach is a ger is like a newborn person. So they should have been mutter with all their relatives, because everybody was newborn. If a whole family of Gerim or Megayer together, they have no more relationship with each other. In our Torah, they're allowed to marry each other. A guy's allowed to marry his mother, his sister.
So,
what?
Doesn't it have to be getting pregnant before or after?
No, it says, Shuvah Alecha, Paru V'Ravu Alecha. On Har Sinai, they became a pregnant, right?
I'm saying, what would it matter if...
So we'll know which child was born B'Kedusha, and also had his was conceived in Kedusha, and which child was not conceived in Kedusha. Now, logically, I don't know if it makes it, it's Pogum le Kahuna. Can't marry a Kohen. In any case, so what's it called? But by Har Sinai, we know that they still remained Osir, because they had to separate from the wives that were what's it called, an Erva to them. That's later on. Moshe Rabbeinu saw they were crying, because they had to separate. They did marry their relatives. Moshe Rabbeinu's father married his aunt. So before Matan Torah, they married relatives. So they had to separate. So why? They're Katinik Shinobat. They're like newborn people. So Maral says the only time that a ger becomes like a newborn person, if it's a gerus that is choice. He has a choice. But by Har Sinai, they were forced to the gerus. A forced gerus doesn't make you... And the idea is that by Klal Yisrael being forced means that they weren't really gerim, they had a choice about it. This was potentially what they had to begin with. So therefore, it didn't change their status. A ger who could remain a goy or become a Jew, so he changes his status. But Klal Yisrael, this is what they were supposed to be altogether. Otherwise, you couldn't force them. You only force something of something that's there potentially anyway. So therefore, Klal Yisrael were always supposed to be gerim. They're supposed to become yidden. It wasn't a choice that they had. Therefore, their status didn't change. It was part just uncovered their original potential. Okay, Rashi. The Lo Yodana Hecharimiza, Rashi says, I don't know where there's a hint that they got pregnant right away. Maybe they got pregnant 3 months later. They were still at Har Sinai for a year. So somewhere Chazal knew that Paru V'Ravu Aleh, that they got pregnant right away. The Marshav says that this is not all the same place. Midbar Tzin is not the same place as Midbar Kodesh and Midbar Parah. What it means is the Torah was given in different places. And they all had a connection to Har Sinai. So therefore, the Torah was given, not that Har Sinai, that mountain itself, has all these different names, but it's one big Midbar, and there are different parts of it. And Har Sinai was one of the mountains that was now became the hallmark of that big Midbar. So all the different names of the different parts of the Midbar relate back to Har Sinai. But not that Har Sinai and all these places are the same place. They're different parts of the same big desert. And each one gives a different name to that desert that Lamaisa, Har Sinai, is the hallmark.